It's time to explore some of the latest great music to come our way at WNCW. I'm your host, Joe Kendrick, for On the Way Up, our new music podcast. This episode, number 25, we get into Bruce Cockburn's first record in 7 years, Be Good Tanya's founders Jolie Holland and Samantha Parton getting together for the first time in 18 years, a debut from Austin band Big State. We have DJ for a Day once again. We'll get to talk to Steph Beckett, radio veteran in commercial and the public radio sphere, about where those worlds kind of intersect and diverge and how important it is to have a broad range of skill sets in radio and media today. And we'll wrap up the show with your segue for the week, traveling back to the year 1972 and one from Roxy Music's debut, syncing up with a new band called Midnight Sister, and a whole lot more. Let's start it off with Bruce Cockburn, and this is the tune Stab at Matter from Bone on Bone.
Said a man, you must be putting me on. God said no. and do what you want, Abe, but next time you see me coming, whoa, you better run. Abe said, where you want this killing done? God said, down on Highway 61. Here I come. Well, Georgia Sam had a bloody nose. The welfare department wouldn't give him no clothes. He asked poor Howard, where can I go? Howard said, there's only one place that I know. And Sam said, tell me quick, man.
Joan Osborne covering Bob Dylan. Highway 61 Revisited comes from her disc, Songs of Bob Dylan. Joan's treatment of these tunes was honed by the time she spent polishing them during her Joan Osborne Sings the Songs of Bob Dylan residency at New York City's Cafe Carlyle in March of this year and in March of 2016. She also drew from his repertoire back when she was first appearing in Greenwich Village bars after moving to New York from Kentucky. She also sang a duet with Dylan back in 99 on the NBC miniseries The 60s on Chimes of Freedom. Ahead of that, Bruce Cockburn, and we are really liking this album, Bone on Bone, his first one in 7 years. Bruce has welcomed a new daughter in between the time that he released his last record and this. He's wrote his memoirs called Rumors of Glory, and after the book was completed, Bruce said, "There was simply nothing left to write songs with. As soon as the book was put to bed, I started asking myself whether I was ever going to be a songwriter again." Now, all that changed when he was asked to write a song for a documentary about Canadian poet Al Purdy, when that kick-started his muse, and it was off to the races. Now let's go to an artist who is fairly new to the WNCW airwaves, but he's been around for 15 years. This is his seventh studio album called Work, and one from Ron Pope.
You ain't gotta go home, but you can't stay here. All of your noise is ringing my ears. Being alone's the least of my fears. Ain't gotta go home, but you can't stay here. You ain't gotta go home, but you can't stay here. I'll count to ten and you disappear. Pentameter and multi-syllabic rhyme. This country seems whiskey-bent and hell-bound for an accident. But over here at BSHQ, we're not here to make you great, my friends. We're just here to make America
love music. 'Cause for so long I thought I might lose you. It's the heart and the soul in the rhyme. It's that feeling you get when the rhythm's in time. And honey, you know I'm sad and blue, and I don't know what to do. And honey, you know how I feel. So won't you please just take the wheel.
Jeremy Pennell is from Northern Kentucky, and that was Take the Wheel, a tune from Ties of Blood and Affection. His sophomore album, Jeremy Pennell learned to play guitar from his father and left home at the age of 18 to pursue a career in music. Ahead of that, band called Big State, they're from Austin, Texas, and a debut record called Sure Thing with Make America Shake Again. They formed in 2015 and had written an album's worth of songs in just a couple of months. Ron Pope got us started. His seventh record in 15 years. He is a fiercely independent artist. He and his wife run their own record label. And the tune Can't Stay Here from the album Work. Ron says, "This album follows me from when I was 13 and a teacher told my mother that I'd probably end up in prison. I started messing around writing songs that year." Ron recorded everything on analog tape, forcing the musicians to play like they meant it instead of relying on endless takes. Time now for DJ for a Day. Steph Beckett is our guest. She's a radio veteran from WBHM, WCHL, G105, and WQDR in Raleigh. And we get her insight into where commercial radio and public radio intersect and diverge and how important it is to have a broad range of skill sets in radio and media today. This is a condensed version of our conversation, and I'll post the whole interview as a separate podcast on our WNCW website. Steph, I think one thing people envision when you say the word DJ in a radio station is they imagine in their mind how everything is working and you're doing things in a live setting perhaps, but really it sounds like you did a lot of editing. It's more of a software-based environment now. You're not necessarily sitting around and listening to all these songs as they play. You're preparing breaks and writing scripts. Am I right?
Yeah, for sure. I would miss five songs because I'd be working on writing my next break or editing it if something else happened, or how can I make the best break for this song that I want to put the break ahead of? What do I think will get me the most calls? What do I think will get us a lot of response on social media? How can I get people to these other avenues and keep connecting with us as a station? Was something I'd have to constantly be thinking about as these songs were playing, and then I'd still be thinking about them when I was live and on the air and still talking.
Can you fill us in on some of the bright spots in your experience in both commercial and public radio, and maybe some of the stories that weren't quite so bright?
Yeah, sure. A few of the bright spots. I would love it when people would just call and give feedback at QDR. Sometimes it would be people from a local prison, and the first time person called, it was like, you have a collect call from such and such penitentiary. And I was terrified because it was like 1 a.m. on a Saturday. And I was like, nope, not answering that. So I like didn't, but they kept calling. So eventually I was like, okay, like it must be fine. Like they can't come get me. They're in prison. So I answered and he just wanted to say that he liked the music we were playing. He liked the direction that country music was moving in. He wanted to talk about like the movement of like country music as like from like a cultural standpoint. And I think it was like around the holidays. So he wanted to wish everyone at the station like happy holidays. And it ended up being like a great conversation that I ended up like using in a break. So I like learned that like, okay, just answer the call when people call, because you never know what they're going to say or how like great that conversation will be with them. And like listeners really liked when we would take the moment and connect with them, because at the end of the day, that was what QDR was all about. Like we very much like were marketed as like, yeah, we're just like your back home country station. Like we're just like you. We want to talk to you. We want to hear from you. We want to connect with you. Answering that call that day really put that in perspective for me. In public radio, it's been a while since I've worked in public radio, so getting to work on and see wonderful stories as they happen, and I really respect and love the public radio editing process, because with commercial radio, in my experience, it's very much like go, 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 like get your story done at the end of the day, like mix everything and have it done. Like you must be producing at least one story per day. But in public radio, I felt like I had a little more time to do a little more long form work. And I really appreciated that.
How about some of the not so bright spots? Any bad days in the mix?
At QDR, like there would be times when, because you're on the go so much, it gets very easy to get overwhelmed and miss a step, and then you missed your when you were supposed to put the break in, and then you've messed up this hour and it's too short, and then you have to go back in and find some more music to put in really quick so you won't be over during the next hour. So I've definitely had moments like that where I've accidentally like deleted something or missed putting in one of the commercial breaks and it threw everything off, because it's just so easy to do when you're doing like 12 things at once. And there was a moment when I took it off of autoplay so that I could let something finish playing, but I forgot to turn it back on. So for like 3 seconds, it was just dead silent. So that wasn't ideal. But, you know, when you work in radio, you make mistakes. And that was very much what they taught me when I started working at QDR. They kind of were like, they taught me a little bit, but they were like, a lot of this you're going to learn just from doing it, and you're going to mess up and you're going to have to learn from your mistakes, and you're going to have to keep going and figure out how to fix them and figure out how to not make them next time.
Thinking about your comment about having 3 seconds of dead air in one of your shows reminds me of the difference in thinking between commercial and public radio in that respect. In public radio, there are pregnant pauses all over the place. And in commercial radio, a pause like that is seen as something that should be eradicated at every turn. There should be no space between things.
Oh, yeah. And like in commercial breaks and stuff, you like delete your breath out. So it like doesn't even sound like you had a chance to take a breath. You just like keep talking and talking and talking and talking to take up the like least amount of time as possible. And that I feel like that's like very much like of what commercial radio is about.
Sometimes I compare the two, and just being in radio for this long, it's a neat thing to think about and fixate on and just study at any given opportunity. But there are things that both camps can learn from each other. In commercial radio, there is that tightness and how everything is buttoned up and packaged. There's a lot to be said for that. And at the same time, there's plenty to be said for the sort of the depth and the nuance that you can get with public radio platforms.
I definitely agree with you on that one. And like commercial radio is definitely changing. It isn't like someone just like talking from their desk the whole time, even in like news commercial radio. I feel like everything is leaning towards a more conversational and a more, I feel like maybe modern would be the word to use, in a more modern like format. And like, I guess this leads to like the conversation about technology and how we like digest radio. A lot of people digest it through their phones now and like listen via an app or a podcast. So it really just makes sense for everyone to move towards not being the commercial radio without any breaths and going really, really fast and making sure there's no dead air. Everyone's moving towards something that's more conversational, easier to understand, easier to download, easier to have with you no matter where you go, not just in your car.
Now, all of those jobs are done by the same number of staff, am I right? We're not hiring new people to do all of these new platforms.
No, it's definitely staff who are already there having to embrace these new ways of getting out these stories and are having to kind of adjust with the time. And I think like for some stations, it's easier than others. Some stations have had an app for a while, so they're just having to make adjustments to that app. But others are like having to go like completely digital, from like barely having a website to all of a sudden having to have these apps and everything that you're able to have on a smartphone. So yeah, it's a lot of the same people who've been there for years who are all of a sudden having to like adapt to this new way of understanding radio.
We're talking about the life of a DJ with Steph Beckett on WNCW's On the Way Up. Steph, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, a little Elvis Costello as the music to come out of DJ for a Day. Thanks to Steph Beckett for spending time with us here on WNCW's On the Way Up. Now let's get to Jolie Holland and Samantha Parton. Years ago, we played a lot of the band Be Good Tanya's here on WNCW, and we still do, really. We were excited to see this collaboration come back together on Wildflower Blues.
There ain't nothing houses in the night, Jupiter and burning waters, smoke and desperate stillness flooding into me and out of me. Knives and shining stars collide, and you, different versions of you with me, is a silent scream to the night trees. In their still patience,
Celtic music and a whole lot more from the band Nighttree, and the tune Nighttrees/Viva Galicia from their self-titled record, The band came together at Boston's New England Conservatory late last year, and they have the unusual instrumentation of two fiddles, a cello, accordion, saxophone, percussion, and occasionally a mandolin. This record was produced by Seamus Egan of Solas, and it goes in a whole lot of directions. There's a lot of atmospheric sort of quiet time music that you can sit back and enjoy a cup of tea, and a lot more up-tempo numbers. That one had a little bit of both. Ahead of that, Jolie Holland and Samantha Parton with the title track to Wildflower Blues. They are co-founders of the Be Good Tanyas and had not done anything for about 18 years, but they still shared that strong musical and personal connection. This record began with a phone call. Holland says, "I just called her out of the blue. We hadn't been in touch, but the timing was right, and she said yes." Samantha Parton is still recovering from two serious car accidents and says that working on this album was great therapy. Coming up, it's our segue of the week with one from Roxy Music. But first, here's the band Midnight Sister.
Driving in your black fast car. You've got me, girl, on the run around, run around, got me all around town. You've got me, girl, on the run around, and to get me down. If you wanna find a lover, then you look no further, for I'm gonna be your only. Searching at the start of the season, and my only reason is that I'll get you.
From 1972, their first album, That's Roxy Music with Ladytron, our segue of the week. It's a song which maps out the territory which the band would dominate, a profound and atmospheric and virtuoso feast of art rock in which every single instrument was a featured star. Even though the band didn't have a lot of skill yet, Brian Eno talked about being a non-musician when he began with Roxy Music, I believe. They made up for that with imagination and ambition and terrific songs. Got Brian Ferry on vocals, Brian Eno on the synth, Phil Manzanera on guitar, Andy McKay on the sax, Graham Simpson on bass, and Paul Thompson on drums. Before that, the band Midnight Sister, and a song that was a total earworm for me. It really still is. Blue Cigar from Saturn Over Sunset. It's a duo of filmmaker Juliana Giraffe. She provides lyrics and vocals, and classically trained Ari Baluzian, whose prior work has been mostly in string arrangement. The official video for the song is a bizarre, eccentric romp directed by Giraffe, which will give you some great ideas for Halloween costumes and will remind you straight away of the visual aesthetic that Roxy Music was well known for. Both members are from Los Angeles and are inspired by the mythology of the San Fernando Valley. That's it for our show. Thanks for being here on WNCW's On the Way Up. I'm Joe Kendrick, your host. This and all of our efforts here at Grassroots Radio are made possible with your contributions. You can become a member anytime on our website at wncw.org. Please support the artists that you enjoy hearing on this podcast and stick around for another one coming up in a couple of weeks. Big thanks to Kim Clark for providing research on all of the notes for this episode. And thanks to Eliza Lynn for our theme music. Sing a New Song.
Sing a new song in the rain. Sing a new song till the drops coming down. Sing a new song. Sing a new song where the sky meets.